You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation, so their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people. And yes, welcome to Breadline. And this is Jessica, and I'm speaking to you from the 3CR studios live. And wasn't that a great episode of the Climate Action Program? Yeah, very inspiring to hear all about what's been happening up in Newcastle on the Rising Tide Action. And so today we've got an interesting packed show. We've got an interview with Ivan from the Rental and Housing Union. That's going to be a bit later. And I'm also going to be talking about the latest in the long series of articles condemning the current, jobs service providers and how they are constantly suspending people's payments. So there's a new article that's just come out today on that, and I did a bit of research myself, which I think is quite telling. But first of all, we're going to be talking about, it is the holiday season, as we can tell, and I think I commented last time on the show, there seems to be a lot of decorations, who knows why, and there's a lot of people in frenzied shopping mode. But if you haven't got much cash to throw around and you're trying to save that cash for bills, it's pretty rough right now, and a lot of the charities and sort of actually close up over Christmas because the volunteers want a break or whatever, or the volunteers want to go to hang out with their families, fair enough. But some dedicated people, like Food Not Bombs, do actually continue through the Christmas period. And Food Not Bombs operates from Catalyst, which is 144 Sydney Road, Coburg. And right through, they were going to be doing free meals. That's on a Wednesday night at 5 p.m. And during Wednesdays and also one other day, Mondays, they've got a free food pantry as well at Catalyst. So Catalyst, 12 to 1:30 on Mondays and Wednesdays. That's where the free food's given away. And the exciting news about Catalyst is that soon they'll be moving to a new space, 5 Munro Street, Coburg. That's in the middle of January. But, so bear that in mind. If you do need food over the holiday period, that's the place to go. But I've had a quick look around as well. There are a few other people doing food in the next couple of weeks. There's Open Table. Now, when I was Googling it was funny because Open Tables is also a kind of website for plugging which restaurant you should go to and pay loads of money. Well, but Open Table, if you do open hyphen table, that's when you find a good website which has got a lot of listings about the free food that's available over the next few weeks. So don't forget that hyphen, or else you'll end up on a restaurant review page. And then the other thing is the Salvos are doing food, so you can investigate that if you're looking for a place. And the Paran Mission are actually doing a free lunch on Christmas Day at Malvern Town Hall. I quickly tried to find out what time that is. I couldn't find out what time. The email bounced. But I would say if you're really looking for a free feed on Christmas Day, head there for about midday and you should be able to get in there. Of course, with the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, we run our own advice line. So that's run by dedicated volunteers, and they run it Monday to Friday from 10 till 2. And that's actually stopping on the 22nd of Jan in a week. But you've still got a week that you can call the number 1-800-289-848. And if you missed it, just Google Australian Unemployed Workers Union phone line and you'll be able to get that number. 1-800-289-848. And that's then you get to talk to a volunteer from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union who can sort of help you with your issues, not for legal advice, but for our sort of long running, you know, care that we're taking about helping people survive the very punitive system that we have now, and more on that later. So, I'll go to a few community service announcements now, and I'll get Ivan on the line from the Rental and Housing Union. So this is a very important one for us all.
Has Centrelink made a decision you disagree with? Most Centrelink decisions can be appealed up to 3 times. Examples of decisions you can appeal include whether you're eligible for a payment, cancellation or suspension of your payment, how much you get paid, and Centrelink debts. One of the most common Centrelink decisions appealed are Centrelink debts. Centrelink will say you owe a debt if the staff determine you've been paid more than you should have. Debts can occur for a variety of reasons. In some instances, if there's been an administrative error or if you have special circumstances, you may not have to repay that debt. The appeal process is free, but time limits can apply and will affect your entitlement to back payment. Social Security Rights Victoria is a specialist community legal centre providing Victorians free advice to help you understand your Centrelink issues and the appeal processes. You can contact Social Security Rights Victoria on 9481 0355 or online at ssrv.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
When I was new to Melbourne, I found a Food Not Bombs flyer on the road, and I had like this fist with a carrot, and carrots are my favourite vegetable. Yeah, I think they were asking for help doing stuff, and I got in touch.
We, I guess, rescue food
that would otherwise go to waste.
I like the aspect of sharing food and not making anyone feel obligated to pay anything for it.
We make a real point at Food Not Bombs of involving everyone who wants to be involved in whichever part they want to be involved in.
For more information, go to fnbmelb.noblogs.org. Food Not Bombs is a 3CR supporter. Food Not
Bombs. And yeah, you're back with the Breadline Show from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union. And we should have Ivan on the line now.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Ivan. Yes. So I met Ivan at the Joint Rental and Housing Union, Australian Unemployed Workers Union barbecue that we had, despite the rain. That was good. And we've been planning it for a while, and we unfortunately had a bit of trouble with the weather and so on, but we made it anyway. We did it.
And yeah, we had to delay 1 week, and then it was almost as bad that week, but we had a good time anyway.
Yeah, and thanks to the 3CR marquee, that helped a lot, I reckon.
Yeah, big shout out, 3CR.
Yeah. And, so because we're doing a little bit of a holiday show, I thought it'd be good to talk to Ivan about sort of things to remember when you're renting and you may come across some problems with your landlord in this time. And then we're going to talk a bit more about, first of all, the Rental and Housing Union's collective bargaining system. But do you want to just explain in a couple of words what RAHU is for the listeners?
Yeah, RAHU is the Renters and Housing Union. And we're a union by renters for renters, although we do have homeowner solidarity members who support the union as well. And the union was formed out of the COVID-19 rent strike movement, and then later went on to unionise in May 2020. So I'm a member and a delegate of the North Branch of Rahu here in Melbourne. Though we do have branches across the country, including active branches in Perth and in Sydney. But the bulk of our members are here, and we help tenants to advocate for themselves and to fight back against landlords in this unjust housing system.
Yeah, it certainly affects us down in Wonthaggi as well. In fact, JR from Rahu came down and did a bit of a talk for us at the community house.
JR's great. He was a delegate when I joined about a year ago.
Yeah, for sure. And so what are some of the sort of top things you can think that you should be sort of keeping an eye out for if you're renting over the next, say, month?
I guess it's in the holiday season. It can be a very stressful time financially, and so that obviously impacts people's ability to pay rent. I would say if you're a member of Rahu, we've always got the renters' rights team available to support.
Is that sort of 24-hour? I mean, Monday to Friday,
It's not a crisis line or an immediate support line. We don't really provide that kind of service, but we do have volunteer members who will get back to you by email and help you to figure out your rights in terms of your rent and your housing. I guess I would direct people towards Tenants Victoria or Legal Aid Victoria if you have a kind of crisis situation.
Right. And I suppose if when the hot weather starts to hit, there's things like trying to survive in a really badly ventilated place, you know, not necessarily wanting to put fans are better than air conditioning really because they're cheaper to run. But there are all those sort of issues once we hit summer.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. The minimum standards around ventilation do exist, so you can go onto the Consumer Affairs Victoria website and see the list of minimum standards for yourself and try and figure out if your place is meeting those standards, whether you're getting enough airflow to cool you down in summer over the Christmas period.
I follow Jordan van der Lam, you know, Purple Pingers, and some of the photographs that he's posting of these mouldy places. Oh, God, it's shocking.
They're horrible, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, we hear a lot about that kind of stuff. The other thing I would say around this period, I think sometimes landlords try and use a holiday as like an arbitrary deadline to put extra pressure on you. So if you are going through a struggle, just kind of recognise that it is an arbitrary deadline and maybe you can delay things into the new year. But, obviously that varies depending on your situation.
Yeah, good point. Yeah. Yeah, it's all about negotiating, but you shouldn't have to negotiate just to have a roof over your head. No.
Absolutely not.
And I've been helping someone down in my area with trying to get his bond back, and I can't believe the amount of questions on this form. We had to sign up to Services Australia. We had to do all kinds of personal, you know, private questions and answers and so on, all just so he could make that application for the bond. And it drove me mad, and I'm not even the one that's trying to get my bond back.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, if listeners are interested, the renters rights team that I mentioned has lots of experience in dealing with bond issues. I would suggest becoming a Rahu member, and you can work with other renters to try and figure out those bond issues.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's pretty bad when this board can actually hold on to your money when you probably need it for the next tenancy and so on.
Yeah, exactly.
So what was the collective bargaining that you were mentioning before?
So this is another part of Rahu. It's a committee that we have, and we're focused on not just dealing with individual issues that renters might have with their landlord, but actually trying to get together and push back against landlords as a group. So we're doing training at the moment within the union to figure out how we can reach tenants who have the same landlord and bring them together and not be isolated and be able to demand better conditions in your rental, whether you're in private or public, for everyone together.
Or that strange hybrid, the community housing sector, which, as we know, can end up, well, they've evicted people and, you know, they've put all that pressure on for people to sort of, you know, fulfill these other criteria as well as paying the rent. So,
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing with some of our members that those public-private partnerships tend to change in terms of quality over time. We're working with one member who is in a relatively new place, and they're basically cutting costs now that the media, the fanfare has kind of disappeared from the launch of their community housing project. That's in Belfield. It's run by Launch Housing in Belfield. And so,
okay, where's Belfield?
Belfield is in the northern suburbs.
Ah, right.
It's just above Heidelberg.
Uh-huh. Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Because they've
when they started out, they were like, oh, we're providing this amazing housing for people who are really struggling. And then a few years down the track, we see that they're cutting back cleaning hours. They're not collecting rubbish from the basement, all these kind of cost-cutting measures.
Interesting, because it's just been announced with a big fanfare that there's going to be a new development in Wonthaggi, which is, we're sort of happy that it's going to be 1 to 2 bedroom places, but we will definitely be watching that to make sure they don't do that backsliding.
Yeah, so that's it. Unfortunately, we have to get together and push back and maintain these standards and hopefully demand more. And that's what the collective bargaining campaign's about.
Right, excellent. And, of course, there's the big campaign to protect the public housing again, a lot of people are in fear of losing that security.
Big shout out to the group, the committee within RAHU who are backing that campaign, and we have lots of members down at Flemington most weeks. And also, shout out to the 44 Flats United who are tenants who are fighting to save their housing.
Yeah, gee. And there was that really dramatic banner that got dropped off the Flemington Flats, wasn't there?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Ah, right. I saw it a couple of weeks ago, so maybe it's gone now, but I remember thinking, yay.
That's great.
Yeah. Right, any sort of, like, last things you want to mention, Ivan, before we finish up?
I would just say that we, as renters individually, we're so, there's so much stacked against us, so I think we really need to band together and push back against landlords collectively.
Yeah, for sure. The two things, Centrelink and the job service providers plus the private landlords. Yeah, well, thanks.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Yeah, well, thanks very much.
No worries.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, if you're on welfare, then you're almost certainly in rental stress. So we're one and the same, RAHU and RAHU.
Yep, great. Oh, well, solidarity and good work with everything, and let's hope that the landlord stays away from your front door.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Ivan.
Thanks, Jessica.
The law is part of our everyday lives, including when we buy something, use a service, have a job, or rent a house. The law can be used to help protect and support families when there is violence in the home or disputes over parenting arrangements. Sometimes we might need to understand the law to navigate specific government systems like Centrelink, getting a residency visa, or if we come into contact with the police. Community legal centres provide free, quality legal advice and assistance to help people with everyday legal problems. We focus on working with people who are experiencing disadvantage, such as financial hardship, family violence, homelessness, and discrimination. Community legal centres are independent, non-government organisations and can be found across Victoria and Australia. If you're experiencing a legal problem, your local community legal centre may be able to help. To find a community legal centre near you, visit the Federation of Community Legal Centres Victoria at www.fclc.org.au. A 3CR supporter.
Phew, yes. So you're listening to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union, and that was a good chat with Ivan there from the Rental and Housing Union. So if you're searching for that online, it's rahu.org. And yeah, I've nearly run out of time to talk about the other issue, which is just hot off the presses today. There is yet another damning report about the way that the job service providers are behaving. Unfortunately, almost half the people who are using the employment providers are being threatened with payment suspensions. We've talked about this quite a bit on the show before, but yet another sort of example of it. First Nations people are the most affected. 52% of people with job service providers are having at least one suspension per quarter. I mean, that's a lot of stress every 3 months to have your income, your lifeline actually suspended. Terrible. And only 11% of the job seekers actually found long-term employment with these job service providers. So what are they doing? Well, they're concentrating on humiliating people. And as we talk about quite often on this show, they're on the public purse. So yeah, we're not impressed. But anyway, I did a little bit of quick research on this great website, Donation Watch. So we talk about the problems, but really, as with the climate campaigns and many other campaigns, you have to follow the money. And so Donation Watch is an interesting website. So I looked up APM because the union actually gave them an award for being one of the worst job service providers, as in the number of, in large numbers of people having their payments suspended or cancelled. So I looked them up and, they have donated in the last 9 years, they've donated $822,000 to the political parties, the Liberals, the Nats and the ALP. The biggest donation was $456,169 to the ALP. So you sort of wonder why the whole system is sort of atrophied and why these constant reports come out about the problems. It's because, yes, they've got a nice cushy little number there. And we're here to try and raise the problems with that and try and get back to a system where people aren't constantly having their payments suspended and needing to call our phone line. And of course, the second report from the Ombudsman came out, and he used the term that the government's approach to responding to these unlawful cancellations was vague and incoherent, and that they relied on vague and incoherent information. So it continues, and I'm sure it will continue into the new year. But soon Eritrean Voices will be on, and next week Caitlin will be in with some summer programming from Breadline. So, just a quick reminder, if you're having trouble with your payments, get on to our advice line, 1-800-289-848, and meet up with other people who are actually working there, volunteering to sort of give you good advice about how to survive the system as it is now. And we might have time for, we've now got Missy Higgins, a song called The Difference, and it's by From Me.
Am I gonna die? Am I gonna live? Am I gonna sit on the edge of it? Am I gonna fall? Am I gonna fight? Or am I gonna watch from the outside? Sometimes I wake from the deepest sleep. Oh, and I feel tomorrow in me, like I don't wanna let the hand of yesterday hold me back. But everything I see, everything I watch, makes me wanna hold my ears till it stops. Makes me wanna run, makes me wanna hide, makes me wanna set this house alight. Oh, but I remember my mother's voice, telling me that every day is a choice for where there's good, there's bad. But my child, you always can be the difference, be the difference, be the difference. I know the world's gone mad, it's true. She said, be the difference, you can be the difference. 'Cause I see a fighter locked in you. Be the difference, be the difference. When hope is at hand, you don't wanna trust. Just be the difference, be the difference. 'Cause darling, the future's watching us. So am I gonna open everything? Am I gonna let fuel refill my cup? Am I gonna be an anthem singing in the dark? Gonna light up like a burning heart? Am I gonna stand still as a rock while everything shakes and tumbles off? Am I gonna remember the truth? 'Cause I wanna be nasty, wanna be brave, not let his fear make me afraid. I don't wanna pretend I'm too small to jump the wall. I'm just trying to remember her voice, telling me that every day is a choice for where there's good, there's bad. But my child, you always can be the difference.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.